I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Malawi is in chaos. The president died, a constitutional coup attempted to put his brother in office, and the vice president took over instead. Severe economic crisis hasn't stopped there, but prison ministry Crossword Bible Institute has stepped into the thick of it all.
When a country is unstable, and when a country is going through what Malawi does, the last people that people are thinking about are the people in prison.
That's CBI President Dr. David Sheringa. They've opened two satellite campuses in Malawi this week. Outreach is vital when some prisons are overcrowded by up to 200%. The chaos in Malawi has people desperate for truth. Next, Cuba is well into economic reforms that were deemed draconian at the outset. Vocational and business training is nearly non-existent. But today, small businesses are popping up all over. Farms was in Cuba to help provide some instruction, but they were also there to assess what was really going on and plan for future work. Joseph Richter says,
"We were there to train people in economic stewardship as far as the church is concerned. The whole issue of giving and tithing and how the church can be strengthened through families that prosper and families that give generously to their local church."
The church is growing, therefore the gospel is still getting out. Hope means that Cuba can think about its future. And Syria and the United Nations finally agreed on the framework for observers monitoring a shaky ceasefire there. Violence has continued past the April 12th deadline. Operation Mobilization says people are struggling to find food and supplies, but Syrian believers are on the front lines bringing food packets and sharing God's love. Nobody knows what's going to happen next, but they do know that the Arab world is crying out for something new. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.